Today we have a guest speaker from Finland, Dr. Jaana Laine. She obtained her Master of Science in Business Economics of Forestry and her PhD in Social and Economic History at the University of Helsinki. She has taught a wide variety of courses at the University of Helsinki. This term, as the 8th chair in Finnish studies at Lakehead University, she is teaching Finland and the Nordic region in the 20th century. During her time at Lakehead University, she is conducting research on the human-forest relationship, focusing on Finnish Canadians in our region. Today, she will talk about holiness in forest.
So, hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
I have a little bit soft voice, so I raise this a little bit. Okay?
Yes.
Thank you. So, first I'm going to speak something else, and in the end of my speech I will speak about this holiness. But I have been here in Thunder Bay about 3 months. We came here. Can you hear me?
Yes,
yes, thank you. Yes. We came here in the beginning of January, and we are going back home in few weeks. So actually our time here in Thunder Bay is nearly over. I have been as a chair in Finnish studies, and as a chair I have 3 main responsibilities. I have been teaching, as was told, and my last lecture was on Thursday, and next week I will have the final exam for the students. My second duty is to be active in this Finnish society here, Finnish community. And I have tried my best. I have been in many, many various situations, and I have visited Finnish Canadians' homes and like that. And my third job is to do research. And I'm sort of doing the same research in Helsinki University. We are trying to understand what people think about forest, what is their relationship with forest. And so I have interviewed those Finnish Canadians here, or their descendants. So what is the human-forest relationship? And why it's worth studying? I see this from the point of view of as a Finn. And in Finland, forestry and forests, they are extremely important to the Finnish economy, but also the culture and the whole nature. But especially this economic aspect has been important in Finland. And that is due to that up to the 1950s, Finland was a very poor country. And the only natural resources we had forests. And that's why forests were so important and used as a raw material for forest industry. And it was up to 1960s, 50s and 60s, about 70% to 80% of total export revenue was based on forests. So it was extremely important. Even though the economic structure of Finland has changed a lot, so we are not so dependent in forestry in economic sense. But anyhow, it's sort of bedrock of the society and the economy. But what is totally different compared to Canada? In Finland, about 70% of the growing stock in forests is owned by private citizens, not by state, private citizens. And about 80% of all the timber that is transported to sawmills and pulp mills, it is from private forests. So in and these private forest owners, their average age at the moment is 62 years. So you see, in 10 or 50 years, we are going to face a really big change in our forest ownership. And we are interested what these forest owners right now, and we are sort of trying to figure out what the future forest owners will think about forest. What are their values? And not only forest owners, we are also interested what ordinary citizens think about forest. Because they are voting the parliament and the political parties, and they will decide what we do with our forests. So, that's why human-forest relationship is so important. And we believe, when I say we, I mean my research colleagues and I, that everyone has a relationship with forest. And it's a unique and in many ways pluralistic. It has many forms according to time and place. And this relationship, it changes, it evolves over one's lifetime. And well, it's partly formed already in childhood when we adapt these beliefs and knowledge from our society where we live, our parents and relatives and teachers. And later on, we can assimilate, for example, professional culture, tradition and knowledge into our forest relationship. And this relationship, it's part of our living heritage. And it's transmitted from one generation to another. If I look at my cultural heritage and my relationship to forest, it is partly shaped, for instance, by my mother, who showed me how to pick bilberries. We don't have blueberries, we have bilberries, you have blueberries. I learned this here in Thunder Bay. And she showed me how to and where to pick bilberries and lingonberries. So this is part of my cultural heritage, part of my human forest relationship. You don't, can you hear me? No. I'm sorry, I should be shouting. Okay. And why do we do this research? One reason is that a few years ago, somebody asked me, what is your forest relationship? And I said, well, I don't have any relationship with forest. And that was after I had studied several years in forest school in Rovaniemi, in Lappi. And I had made my master's degree in the Faculty of Agriculture and Forestry. And never, ever, nobody said that I should have some kind of relationship to forest. I was a university-educated forester. And nobody said. I was taught how to take care, what silvicultural activities should be done, how to cut forest. But that I should have some kind of relationship with forest. Nobody said ever that. And of course I have a relationship with forest, and it's a very strong and very deep relationship. So here in Thunder Bay, I had met several tens of Finnish Canadians and their descendants, and I have asked or interviewed, what do they think about forest? The problem is that you are not able to ask, hi, tell me about your forest relationship, because nobody knows. So I have to start like this. What is your favorite tree? What do you usually do in forest? Do you go berry picking, hunting? Have you ever get lost in forest? What kind of feelings you have in forest? Do you feel joy or sorrow? Are you afraid of something? Or is forest a sort of secure place? Yes. And then the last question is, I ask, do you have any spiritual or holiness experiences in forest? And the majority of them whom I interviewed, they answered yes. There were some people who said no, and they said that I want to serve God in church. But you have to know, I didn't say anything about God. I didn't say anything about Christianity. I just ask holiness. And yes. I will go to the answers soon. I have to first tell something about Kalevala and this old Finnish native religion, because it is somehow behind every Finnish citizen's, or I believe so, forest relationship. As you noticed, in Kalevala there are many gods, named many gods. And in this Finnish national old religion, there were tens of gods. And the boss, he was Ukko, he was the god of sky. And there was a different god for agriculture and fishing and so on. And as Raya said, Tapio was the god of forest. And he, his wife, Melikki, and their daughters and their son, they took care of the forest and all the forest animals. And when you went to forest, you had to ask their permission, they sort of, that they could help you in your hunting, and they would protect your husbandry. I mean, they sent cows into the forest to eat grass there, because they didn't have any meadows, or what do you call them. Yeah. So this was the old traditional religion in Finland. And it's very interesting that past 10 to 15 years, there has been founded many organizations who are sort of believing in these old traditional gods. There is, for instance, this kind of organization called Karhun Kansa. They are people of forest. And they were founded in 2014. And nowadays they have a status of an official organization. They can marry people, give names to people. So they are sort of church of this old traditional religion. And they declare that bear is our god. And that you can find in Kalevala. Before all those Kalevala gods, when Väinämöinen was about to born, he prayed for bear that help me in my life and let me be born in this world. And many northern nations, they know the star of the great bear constellation in the sky. How many of you know that? Great bear, yeah.
We call it
the
Big Dipper.
Yes, you have a different name, it's Big Dipper. We have it, Great Bear. So there is the god, the original Finnish god. And when these ancient Finnish hunters, when they captured a bear and killed it, they celebrated, because his spirit went back to heaven. And they asked for forgiveness because they took the life of the bear. And I think this is very interesting, because a few years ago I became a vegetarian, and I don't see any respect of life in this modern way of, I'm sorry to say this, this modern way of doing agriculture and producing meat for us. There is no respect of life in that, or respect of animals. This was a statement. Yes. So, how did these people I interviewed, they expressed the holiness in forest? Well, when I asked them about favorite trees, many of these things, they said birds, because it's so Finnish tree. And it's a tradition. In tradition, it's a tree that protects people and houses and all living around the house. And if you go to Finland and you see in rural in landscape or countryside, you see houses. Majority of them, there is a bird growing beside the house. I think most of the people don't understand or remember why it is there, but it is sort of protecting the house. So many trees, I said here only birds, but also this rowan or mountain ash, it has many holy purposes in Finnish tradition. So many trees, they carry this this image of holiness, and you can also see that in forest of these interviews. Sorry for that. Forest has traditionally seen as a church in Finnish culture. And explanation is for this is that in those in 19th or 1800 the trips or the how do you say it? The churches were so far away that it will take a day or two to travel to church. So it was almost impossible to go to church every Sunday. So people went to forest, which it was nearby, and you just could go there and sort of serve your card there. So many of these interviewees, they, even though I didn't say anything about Christianity, they expressed that the forest is like a church. Forest was also described as a place of peace and tranquility, where the noise of cities and voices of people are left behind, and you hear just the sort of gentle sounds of the forests. A forest is a place where you can hear your own thoughts. And also there have been several research done recently that show that forest has many, they affect your health in many ways. Your blood pressure goes down and you feel less stressed, and perhaps you don't remember all your sorrows and worries when you are in forest. So this way, holiness in forest is that peace, which excludes the rhythm of modern life. And many people also spend some kind of timeless or eternity in forest, because trees can live for hundreds of years. So it may be possible that you are touching the same tree as your grandparents did. So even though the place is not the same, but you can sort of feel the generations, the past generations, and understand the existence of the centuries old trees, and to compare it to your own life. Trees symbolize something which lasts from time to time, its continuity. So the holiness in forests, it's about continuity, which exceeds the human life. The beauty and the diversity of nature often raises a question of God or Creator or whatever religion or irreligion we carry with us. Is there any God or not? Nature and forest around us, it is something unbelievable. It's so beautiful. It's so complex and ever regenerating. even scientific research, they are not able to explain all the forest completely. And I believe because there is the spirit of life is there. It's not possible to give scientific explanation to all of that. So holiness in forest means that forest carries and expresses the secret of life. So for me, holiness in forest, it's about our behavior, our beliefs, actions and aims. And it's part of our culture. Cultural values shape and have shaped and still shape our relationship with forest. And I believe, for me at least, this relationship, it includes only also this idea of holiness. It is one aspect of my human-forest relationship. Today, for many Finns, and Finnish Canadians, obviously, and I believe also Canadians, forests are important. And you can feel the holiness in forests, stands to eternity and past generations. And forests are, for me, places that testify the secret of life and renewal. The understanding and experiencing the holiness in forest is dependent on our individual cultural heritage and our worldview. Thank you.